Ola so tan rova namkan tata nyambe simchen tam tuji tundu dhoba sanje je komba rambo je dhobar sa. Tehi che do tambe chula tusang gomsum je sambar sa wo nyambe. Samba sanjo jodo tochi banganda tante sambar sa.
So Rinpoche urges us at the beginning to give rise to the awakening mind, the loving mind, and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting on them and meditating upon them for the purpose of attaining the state of a Buddha enlightenment, for the purpose then of benefiting sentient beings, as many as the sky is vast.
Gyoza dorji ne dunji nani ne yepa dekhi nyingbo xepe gupa tenpe kabri.
So out of then the Dharma which has been taught, Rinpoche is teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. This text then speaks about the seven Vajra points, and of those that we are presently studying the fourth. And within the fourth point, that of the basic constituent, the Buddha nature, then today Rinpoche is going to teach on the necessity of these teachings.
Tilinje guban dorti, dekhi nimbo thaba tilinje goni guban dorti ba, te tongje par khe ba ta nire. Sab sachi ni.
So the teachings on the necessity of the teachings on the necessity of explaining those, then those refers to the three reasons why all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, the presentation of the 10 attributes of the Buddha nature, and then the 9 examples. And then this has 2 parts, and those are the necessity of the brief teaching concerning the necessity of question and reply, and then the detailed meaning of that.
Tatilinjan dor tembala travata lin yle tambu travane train tam malam jo yin tetang ter hiza tamche nam kuin tombahi son yang der jar nam simchin la sanji nyingbo yo hicha de song hisa song de.
So the root text is as follows. It was said in various sutras that all knowables are completely empty, like clouds, dreams, and magical illusions. Having said that, why did the victorious one say in other sutras that the Buddha nature exists in all sentient beings? So the question is then, if then the Buddha taught in the second turning of the wheel that all phenomena were empty, then why then was it taught in the third turning of the wheel that all sentient beings have, or that there is present or exists in all sentient beings the Buddha nature?
Long che chenyam su nyong ya rang yin me pa mla janawa chetawa yin dang na cho su nang ya rang yin me pa jume zung ni chetawa yin do ka parpa kolo parpa zinyi me pa tuen ben do de jarbi yom jenreng la sokpa te tang ter kang hi par sawa zo ni nang chen je par chu tam je nang yang nang pa malu Nang yang namba malu pa koin to tong ye rang ye me pa uchi ya cher song ne. Lar yang ka thama tuindan nambar ngi pe song rap te yin kik pi nying bun do la sok pa rap do mang bun der jarwa zog pa sanje denba song pa nam sim chin tam che la sanje ji nying bo chuji yin rang yin ji nambar ta ji wu sarwa duima ni lin ji trobar yu ji jete song ngar me par song ba tang der yu par song ba tang garwa mayin nam kena oi
For example, just like the aspects of clouds are unfirm and without nature, and just like the appearances of a dream are tangible experiences but also without nature, and just like illusory images are various appearances also without nature, so it is said in the vast and middling perfection of wisdom sutras and so forth, which teach no characteristics from the middle proclamation of the Dharma, all knowables from form up to the aspect of knowledge, all phenomenal appearances, without exception, are always empty and without nature. Having extensively said that, why then did the victorious perfect Buddhas, the speakers of the truth, again say many times in the Tathagata Essence Sutra and so forth, the ultimate definitive discourses of the final proclamation, that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, the expanse of phenomena, completely pure by nature and radiantly clear, spontaneously existing from the beginning. One may ask if there isn't a contradiction between the previously taught non-existence and the existence taught here.
Tandikavso kolo parpale denbar madope pe ten damlam jumatavu pi tembare.
So here, in terms of the second turning of the wheel, that examples are given for the non-existence of all phenomena, or in the way in which they are non-existent, and those examples then are clouds, dreams, and magical illusions.
Metin rangin meba, metin sejete metin ba, tenbo meba, jurve rangin chin.
Now, so here when it says that clouds are not stable, it means that, or not firm, it means that they are not stable in any way, that their nature is one of change.
Rangye mepa, rangye mepa, denbar mepa, rang tini ji mepa, rang.
When it's said that there is no nature, it is synonymous with saying that it is not true, or that it does not carry its own characteristics, or that it has no essence.
Chutamje Seda Nanga Chutamje Serur Chichuta Nangachu Seda Nanga Chutamje Metinke Rangin Meba Tembo Meba Rangin Meba Tene Tinji Pi Tembare Namka Tin de Tembo Meba Tang Rangin Meba Tole Lawire Namka Tin de Tembo Meba Da Rangin Meba Te Yendo
So in the second turning of the wheel, then it is said that that all inner and outer then phenomena are unstable, unfirm, and without nature. And so that they are compared then to clouds, which, as was said, are unstable, not firm, and have no nature. And so that the fact that clouds are like this is easy to understand. And so it is said that all composite or compounded phenomena exist or in the same way, without nature, not firm, and unstable.
long che nyam so nyam ya ran ye me pate ta mlam ji pe te bare
Oh, so the next part, that tangible experiences also without nature then are like a dream. And so next then, speaking about using the example or the simile of the dream.
Long che nyam su nyong si jite, long che si jite, long che pa, chik du pare, doyon la long che pa. Kare la long che pare sanan doyon la long che pare. どよんらロンケジェンどよんらロンケペカプソペナゾグダテロリザテリザナランどよんがセグレどよんがらロンケテロンケペカプソやんどよんらロンケペニャムニョンヨングイレニャムソニョンのやんてねらんじめばれ Tā lōng jē jī nyāṁ sū nyōng nā yāng rāng yī mē pā tē mālāṁ tā vare, sē mālāṁ jī pī tēng bārē. Mālāṁ jī kāp sū zūgdā tū rū rīg sē nā vāng kā gārē, tē lā lōng jē gārē, lōng jē tē nyāṁ nyōng yāng yōng gārē tē rēng bār mā tū pārē.
Tēnī lōng jē mīngi āng rāng kā rē rāng bārē?
Lōng jē pā, dōyōng lā lōng jē pā, dōyōng lā jē pā. どういうのチェパ。にチェパな、なんかアンドランカレ。チェパで、ラブソン。ロンチェスでどういうのロンチェパ。どういうのロンチェパでペナメケメトクゾクテルタガンドワ。タガンドガボングドガテルメトルロンチェ。ガボヨ。でにメトクマガナ
The young long chip rebe.
Donga la long chip re, deva la long chip. Te kale kabo yo mare, zukda taro rizha na la long chip se chete, te la nam shin jugdo. Nam shin jugdo se gira ba, ten rao la se gira.
So, in terms of then dreams, then this word longchepa then has to do with then contacting sense objects such as form, sounds, smells, tastes, and tactile sensations. And due to that then there is an arisal of experience, and that experience then has no essence or no nature.
Dela tajur ko nandoyong apo chujin long che ki nyam so nyongyang rangi me pa yinte pe namalam yin pe goni do pare.
So putting this into a syllogism, then the five sensory objects then enjoying and experiencing them, or simply experiencing them, then as that they have no nature, they are like a dream.
Pena tam tam. Zuda teru rizal la soban doyon la long jegendo, long jepe kapsu nyam nyon yungendo, tis ena denba tropa re sampe nam do che sigre.
Deni? Nam nyon che kre deni?
Nyam nyon or. Te ina ya long jene nyam su nyon na ya denba yepe chaga mare, pe na malam je. Malam je kapsu doyon la long jege yore, nyam nyon ya yungo yore te denba ma do para wa. Te malam je pe do re. Long che, pena cheran lokpa de long che gaya, cheran ke koyang ke doga, zuko la pecho tang ke doga,
So, for example, then, through the five sense objects, when there is the contact with them, and due to that, then, the experience itself, then, does not have any true self-existence, and that is like a dream, like those experiences in a dream. So then here then
Nava chuchi na so so nang yang rangi mi te pena jome zungi ji pena joma ji pena lo ni ji pena tele pe jin ji zungi ji.
So various reflection or various appearances then do not have any nature, like for example magical illusions, reflections, and television.
Chetava yin do ka parpan sinyi me batun ben do de ka tangbo de denba ye chungo kovare ka parpa den sinyi me pechungo sinyi me se chete rangi me ba chutam de rangi me ba songbare sinyi me batun ben do de Jarbi yom, jepa dingbo. Jending lasso bas, jepa tonta jaba. Dingbo la nyeta cigarette. Duba lasso ba, jending lasso ba yinda, dusunua, lasso ba tedang ter. Jepa da duba tedang ter. Kan hiparasava. Ka parpan sinyi me patuenpa sijit karasana Tene Zog ne Namba tamjien chenpa parji chu tamjien la Rangan sinyi me paam Rangan o me patuenpa re Tisenan sinyi me patuenpa hijepa re.
So in the first turning of the wheel, then the four Arya truths or noble truths were taught. In the second turning of the wheel, then, it was taught that phenomena did not have any characteristics. And not having any characteristics means of not having any essence or not having any nature. And this was taught, then, through the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, the Great Perfection of Wisdom Sutra being in 100,000 verses or shlokas, and then the other ones. And so it was said that all phenomena from form up until the omniscience of a Buddha, then all of these did not carry their own characteristics, did not carry their own essence, did not carry their own nature.
Ne jarbi yom te tongba ni la chu tam je jene lo tuba da tra tongba ni te la jarbi yom se gre jarbi yom se je de sanje ji yom jarbi yom kap ka som bha ji yom phak pa ye yom ha se gre Sanje tongba ni tokwa la tende sanje pe na sanje ji yom gyarbe yom. Papa yebo te nyentun papa, ranjan papa, sansen papa, sanjen papa yebo te tongba ni tokwa la tende songwa yinba ser na bhagi yom yang sikre.
Ni paru ju chenpa ki do ma re.
Me tonyi lan bhagi yom. Tongba ni den bhagi yom. Tambo ndo ke cha ki me. Tonyi den bhagi yom.
So in the text when it refers to then the mother of the victorious one, that refers to the realization of emptiness. And then it is sometimes called the mother of the victorious one, the mother of the Buddhas, and the mother or the mother of the four superiors. If it is spoken about the mother of the Buddha, then it refers to the Buddha having the direct realization of emptiness. If it refers to the mother of the, or if it is said the mother of the four superior ones, then that refers to the superiors of the hearers, the superiors of the self-realizers, the bodhisattva superiors, and then the Buddha superior, all of whom then have varying degrees of the realization of emptiness.
Yom si meng tapa de juzi meng de juzi le takpa re. Meng taktol mandrava mangbo yere juzi meng juzi le takpa te. Yom oma te tongpa nye re. Te juvar sepe dode la yom ki tapa te juzi meng de juzi le takpa re.
So then this expression of mother of the victorious one then is applied to then the sutras then involved with or teaching about emptiness.
Dene tongpa nyi tele hirap je paru de simpa yang sikare rangyin shesen sikare
rangshin
tongpa nyi la rangyin shesen
rangshin she
hirap je paru de simpa hirsen hirap je paru de simpa sikje de du
So this expression then, the mother of the Buddhas also refers to, or emptiness then is also referred to as the perfection of wisdom. And there are four types of perfection of wisdom. There is then the natural perfection of wisdom, the path perfection of wisdom, the fruit perfection of wisdom, and the the textual perfection of wisdom. So the natural perfection of wisdom then refers to the basic abiding nature of all phenomena, then being free of all fabrications or elaborations. The path perfection of wisdom refers to the wisdom or pristine wisdom then which realizes emptiness. The fruition perfection of wisdom then refers to the omniscience or the omniscient knowledge of the Buddhas. And the textual perfection of wisdom then refers to the different texts which teach wisdom or which teach the perfection of wisdom.
zogne nanchen je parse jite tene jarbi yom je pa tang dingbo la so pa nam so zog zog den bar ma ro pa ne zog den zog dra te ro reza zog rang jin je ma ro pa dra rang jin je ma ro pa te rang jin je ma ro pa ro rang jin je ma ro pa reza rang jin je ma ro pa ne tene namba tham jin chen be yi hi एक ही दिन पर मारो पर पार दोसों बारे।
So in the text where it says here where it says then from form up until knowledge, then it is said in the Jalyum di the Shungi paro dosen pa marve.
The Yonghye sen.
So then this refers to then what is taught in the textual Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, that everything from form up to the omniscience of the Buddha does not carry its own essence, that it is it is not inherently existing. So zuk here, or form, would include here, meaning form, and then sound, form, sound, smell, taste, tactile sensation. And so form does not have any inherent existence, taste does not have any inherent existence, sound does not have any inherent existence, smell does not have any inherent existence, and tactile sensation does not have any inherent existence. From that up to the omniscient knowledge of a Buddha, which does not have any inherent existence.
Chuchin jada jade tene denbar madhuva sumpare. Ti mainland dikang se kito.
Drikang?
Dikang. Dikang se jete te te le hechar mandava se ne hekare. Ina ya ta te ko lavo yor deva se na tanda chuchin jada jade. Chuchin jada jade zo ne sanje jade hechipata jada jade yore te zo tam jade chuchin jada jade denbar madhuva tongba ni imba.
So here then, in expressing it from form up until the pristine wisdom of a Buddha, saying that it has no, that these do not have any true existence, then is the great and vast teachings then on all subjects, that all then subjects or objects here, all objects do not have any true inherent existence, that which are like then the appearances which occur in a dream. And so it is very difficult to understand voidness, and so the reason of presenting it or explaining it in these very vast ways, these very many and various ways, is to facilitate the understanding of it.
So
it is simply then a different manner of explanation or way of explaining emptiness. For example, that form then has no inherent existence is empty, as well as then the perfection of generosity, as well as the wisdom or pristine wisdom of a Buddha. And then the essence, in terms of emptiness, the essence of all of these is the same. And so one explains it this way, and then one can explain it that form and the perfection of moral conduct and the pristine wisdom of a Buddha, then also the essence of these are the same, and is simply going around and around and explaining them again and again from different ways or different points of view, although the essence of all of them is the same. So here where it says all phenomena, that in Dzogchen Khantro's Treasury of Knowledge, then there are given 10 different meanings of this word chur, or dharma. And here, then, it refers to phenomena in terms of being suitable or capable of being an object of thought. So then all phenomenal appearances, then from form up to the knowledge of a Buddha, then everything included there is empty, has no inherent existence, no truly inherent existence, as, for example, clouds, dreams, and magical illusions. So some people say then that this example of a dream then is not applicable, that one can't say that things are not true simply because of being compared to a dream, because in actuality things take a long time, whereas dreams are very, very short. And that this reasoning does not pervade, because whether one had a dream of happiness for 100 years or whether one had such a dream for 1 hour, then at the end of both of those dreams would end, and then both would not be truly inherently existent.
Jachir songne ta te tab kholo par pa kap so zo ne na ba tham chen chen be hi je par do den bar ma do par ja chen bo song te la tenin kholo tham ka so de ki ni bo ji je na par ta ba le ji to ba ji le ji to ba de ki ni bo yo par song bo jin chen kar re